Our special edition of the Big Sports Breakfast, TK and Webby, up until 9 o'clock. Always look forward to taking your calls. And we are celebrating trackside at the Fenny Bay Racecourse. Another successful day for the Darwin Turf Club. We saw a terrific crowd of over 20,000 people stream into the track. And then we saw the superstar of Aussie racing, I call him, in Huey Bowman, deliver in spades, really, with a feature race double, the sprint and also the cup. Winning by 9 lengths in race record time, slashing over a second, can you believe it? A second off the previous cup record. Light in the Night, the former Sydney Galloper. Terrific festivities. Andrew Webster's still trying to recover from just certainly how good a carnival this is. And we've been telling people for a long, long time. And a man who devises this carnival and oversees this carnival is the CEO of the Darwin Turf Club. Some terrific images. And Keith Stacey joins us on the Big Sports Breakfast in our studio. And Keith, firstly, mate, congrats on two things. The day yesterday and being able to get up this early today.
That's quite right, TK, isn't it? Challenging. I mean, but you love to get up for this, don't you?
Yeah.
It really is. And looking at the vision that you had there on the TV, it's nice to sit back and relax and look at it instead of running around a little bit. But, gee, it was great. The support that people bring out to the top end here in the Territory is awesome, isn't it? And I know you've done a few of these, and we send our best to Slats, and tough.
He's texted this morning. How was it? Wanted to know all the details, yeah. But he's over there in the UK currently.
Well, it was my first one yesterday, and very impressed. Everything I've heard about it came true. It reminded me of Why You Go to the Races. You know, I haven't had that feeling on a track for a long time. But Scone's comparable when you go out into the country regions. It's comparable. It's something that the metropolitan tracks, for all its glitz and glamour, doesn't seem to have anymore. It just had a real earthy feel about it. Yes, so a lot of people just enjoying their racing. We saw some good racing, some quality racing, just people having a good time.
It's just fantastic, isn't it? It's the largest social event in the Northern Territory. We've obviously followed up from the Qantas Darwin Turf Club Ball on Saturday night, which is the largest outdoor, gala in the Southern Hemisphere.
It's a good night.
It's a cracker, isn't it?
It's a good night.
We had a lad called Frankie Marino over from Vegas, and his 10-piece band, and he just absolutely slayed him out there on Saturday night. But back to Cup Day, I mean, how great was Light in the Night, and the connections are all local and things like that. But Huey Bowman, absolutely.
Keith, the planning, I know probably it starts today, unfortunately for you, for next year. Logistically, it's a big deal here, isn't it? I mean, logistically, how hard is it, and how many obviously hours and manpower go into it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's we have a terrific team here. Our board, led by Brett Dixon, our chairman, and our board are extremely supportive and very interactive and active. And they put all their pieces into it as well. And it's a massive jigsaw that comes together, as you can see, with the structure that's outside and things like that you see on your vision.
Yeah.
And we were talking off air, and I talk about how we take helicopter shots and photograph it all from the air and start planning as we go forward. But
that's just to keep on improving every year, to logistically work out your marquees and drink stations, food stations and generators and all of the above?
Exactly. Yep. You've got to keep your power up. You know how warm it is here, air conditioners and things like that. So we're blessed with the weather at this time of the year up here. And it's, the catch cry we had going down south is, where are you going to spend winter this year? And we certainly don't want to be down in Sydney or Melbourne or any other place down there in the weather at the moment. I love them all, but I prefer to be here at this time of year. But you're right, the planning does start now for next year, and we'll have people come in. We do some very big debriefs and things like that, like any logistical event of this size, whether it's football, rugby, it's very, very important. And security of patrons, because it is meant to be an enjoyable event.
Yeah, sure.
You want your families to come there, the next generations that enjoy sport. You want to be able to take your children to your respective sports that you love and the events that you like to go to. And it's very important we look after them. They can enjoy it and go away and say, that's a great day. I'm coming again and I'm bringing my mates.
I should make it that clear, because the Cup has got a bit of a reputation as being a rousing good time. But we went for a walk through it, through the crowd yesterday. It's fine, It's
you play on that a bit,
But it's just people having a good time. That's the thing that I got out of it. Hugh Bowman's on the front of the Northern Territory News today. How important is it to have a jockey of his standing come up? And does it take much work to lobby someone like him or to get, those big-name jockeys up here?
Sure. Hugh was brought up by the owners of Light in the Night, and as you mentioned, what a terrific win with the breaking of the track record there. And And prior to that, Light in the Night broke the track record over a mile in the Chief Minister's Cup prior to that. So, you know, for the owners of Light in the Night, there's a lovely photograph of them all on the front page there sitting on the dais. So, but they love to come here too. You know, Huey, he won the Montgomery Lightning Stakes earlier in the day too. And, you know, it was extremely emotional because we know with the tragic loss of Simone back in 2013 on this day. And, you know, it's something they really aspire to win. And Huey made mention of that jockeys around the country really, really...
spoke well.
Yeah. Mm. You know, yeah. From the heart and with the passion. And we look at the Clark stable there who had Simone with them there and things like that. So, it's they're drawn here, to be honest. Mm. It's almost an off-season down south at the moment. So they love to get out of there and come up to the weather and things like that. Yeah. Okay, it's a hit and run, you know. They're only here for a few days, but
good luck to him.
The quality comes through.
I think it's vital. I've been chatting about the jerkies being the superstars of our sport, and we should really be promoting them and doing a better job. He won the premiership on Wednesday, wrapped it up in a thriller, and got on the plane Thursday to come here. So it was terrific. You're about to do some more work here, so the progress continues.
Yes.
You're going to put a tunnel under the track. I've got to ask you. You mentioned Simone that tragic loss 2 years ago, and we were there on that day. So terrific to see her daughter. Yeah, it must be so much for her to sort of take on board.
Yeah.
And she was out there for the presentation for the sprint race, which
she presented the trophy.
Terrific, you know, it's great. But the tunnel go under the track. Was that a result of the fall, or something you've been looking at for a long time? I mean, every track should have a tunnel, by the way.
I agree.
If possible.
If possible, I agree. That's right. Yeah. If you want to use your centre, you need to be able to access it safely and for all. So certainly, it's planning that's been around for some time. And, you know, we're very honoured that the Northern Territory Government's helping us support to do that and the Turf Club as well. So it's a partnership and mutual benefit, not only for the patrons, but also for the industry as a whole. And as we mentioned before, we have six touch football fields in the infield too, so it gives them better access as well. But certainly it's an important safety issue that's required. And we start digging that on Saturday.
I know you're going to have a very happy Chief Minister, Adam Giles, today.
How good's that?
Part owner
very
of the winner.
Very much so. Adam will be...
He presented himself with the trophy. That's not bad.
Yeah. And the Chief Minister's Cup. So the Chief Minister win the Chief Minister's Cup and then the follow-up with the Darwin Cup is just sensational. So to Adam and Brooke David and Foxy Robinson and all the guys, I mean, the list goes on.
Yeah, they're pretty... They're larger-than-life Territorian characters, the owners. There's no doubt about that.
And extremely strong supporters of racing, not just here in the top end, but also around Australia too.
Yeah, of course. Of course, Seamus Award, wasn't it? I'm pretty sure.
I think it was.
Yeah, he won the Cox Plate with as well, so he's had some success. Mate, Keith, just thanks very much for hosting us again.
Pleasure.
Always terrific to be here. He'll be back. And
he will indeed, even if he's
not
on air.
Slats will
be back
as well.
Yeah.
So watch out, Darwin. Keith Stacey joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast, the CEO of the Darwin Turf Club.